The sheath around your cock. The ring around the base of your balls that sucks onto them, massages them, encourages you to release your cum. They work together. They operate in tandem in an environment of latex lust. And now they're gonna really work you through your paces. Lay there. Hold on to something. Feel your erect cock fastened in its latex sleeve, pumping and pulsing. Your erect cock tormented from base to tip, so those veins that stand out get massaged, so the head that oozes your pre-cum, which after all, that latex stimulation is aimed to turn into real cum eventually. But edging in the interim, using it to lubricate, the entire sheath is fastened tight, commanding you to vibrate, to feel, to get worked and pumped, pulsed and moved like the real deal, sucking your entire shaft. And around the base, around your balls, a latex covering and coating you know would look quite alluring to the eye, but to you is the agency and assistant of your torment. Your balls are being lightly massaged, every inch of them rubbed to increase blood flow, and there's something tingling and almost electric underneath and behind them, which applies a pressured feeling to the base of your cock, like it needs to squirt, like your whole penis needs to squirt. It is erect and being sucked upon by that sheath. The base of your cock is fastened in its sheath. The base of your balls is being vibrated and massaged just behind them, but also all around in a little parcel, little package of suckling, moving, lubricated latex coating, that rubber coating covering your balls, keeping them secure. It's actually quite cool in there, almost air-conditioned, wanting you to squirt as much cum as possible. Your balls feel cool, your cock feels hot, and the two work together in that sensation haze. The tip of your dick is being sucked. The tip of it's being sucked in that vacuum sealed sheath, worked from the base to the tip, these waves, these resonations, as if the latex were liquid and shockwaves were going from base to tip, moving it in a suction pattern, a squeezing, sucking, moving, teasing combination of sheath and balls. You can rub the rest of your body, rub your hands over some latex, or even try to touch between your legs, but the sheath and the capturing bag around your sack are working together, vibrating, rubbing, massaging, lubricating using your own pre-cum, so you feel slick and sticky and warm and dirty, all into one, within the clean, captive, smooth lines of the dark, reflective latex that is massaging and working you. Working you to the very brink, working you up toward an edge you know you will find inescapable. They are the temptation and the dominance which brings out a submissive side tied to dark, coating, covering, latex. Mind-numbing, pleasure-bringing, wonderfully stimulating latex is making your hard cock inch up toward climax, but every time you start to get close, it relaxes, it releases, it holds itself just far enough away from your cock that it's almost untouched. If your cock starts to limpen, starts to go droopy, starts to get soft, it'll all squeeze and vibrate again, knowing you're far enough away from climax that you can be worked, jerked, pulsed a few times. And around your balls, the massage, the vibration, is endless and ever-variant to keep you as close to the edge as you can get without coming over, without going over, without coming hard. You squeeze and feel your cock jump in its sheath, its prison, its capture, but the sheath stops vibrating just enough that making your cock jump won't make you come, won't get you to the edge, won't push you over yet, because it's not time yet. Right now, it's time to pulse and spark. It's time for everything that can be done to your cock to be done to it with the suckling, lubricated contents of that sheath being moved up and down, sending signals to the much bigger structure of your cock inside your body, places you didn't even know could feel that good. Your balls are being massaged, which induces a little sparking, tingling numbness. But behind them, in a spot just behind your balls, toward the base of your cock, pushing up against your body, a little latex tendril or probe vibrating in place, pulsing in place, sending its signal to your brain and to your prostate and to your cock and to some part of you that's just ahead of your butt, just in you somewhere, behind your shaft, behind your penis, in your body, waiting to make you expel and come and squirt in a uniquely unsatisfying, milked-out way. You know that so much could be done to you with this sheath and this vacuum-sealed latex coating on your balls, but today you're gonna get the real thing eventually, if you stick with it, if you stay with it. You feel the stroking start at the base of your cock and then move through the latex sheath. You know the unique sensation of smooth latex rubber over your cock is turning you on because you do fetishize it so, but the way it vibrates and shifts, the way it'll first massage the underside of your cock right up to the sensitive point where the head begins, and then make one long vibrating shockwave go over the top, all the way to the very tip, right to the opening where your cum would, will, can, where you want it to squirt out, want to come, but you're being held back. Held back from the point of release, and any time your body gets tight enough that it could come, your balls are released and relaxed, the suction around them ceases, the massage ceases, and your cock is just left there. Left a spark and pulse inside its specially made latex sheath, which can milk it, which can torment it. When you submit, your cock feels better, it brings you closer, the sparks are starting. One, and two, it's stroking you from the base to the tip in long, milking motions that touch both the top and bottom of your cock. Your balls are being rubbed from the back to the front. Everything is aimed to coax your semen out of you. Three, and four, building toward the 100 of climax. Five, and six, and then it goes faster and adds more vibration. Eight, and ten, parts deep inside your body are being lightly stimulated. 12, 16, 20, 24, building and building, vibrating and pulsing, sparking and continuing, the milking of your sheath and the latex smooth coating on your balls that seals tight to them, massages them, keeps them cool, but coaxes as much cum to flow out of them as possible. They feel so big, everything feels so heavy. 24, 28, 32, everything feels weighty, heavy, significant. Between your legs is the focus of your entire being as the vibration focuses just at the little region underneath the head of your cock, the sulcular region between your cock and the rest of the shaft, your cock tip head and the rest of the shaft. And the base is vibing too now, pulsing. It's moving in 1 and 2 and 3 and pulse 40, 1 and 2 and 3 and pulse 44, 1, 2, 3, pulse 40. 8. The sheath controlling, the ball massage making your cum thicker, more viscous. You know when it squirts out, it's really going to squirt, and that latex sheath is going to suck it all up, lubricate it, and use it to go again. 48, 52, 52, 56, 1 and 2 and 3, and pulse. 60, 1 and 2 and 3, and pulse. 64. Every pulse is latex tormenting, twitching, vibrating, and massaging your cock and balls. That's the focus of your whole being. The rest of your body might feel good, but 60, 64, 68, 68, 72, 72, 76, and all the while, 1, 2, 3, vibrate and pulse. 1, 2, 3, vibrate and pulse. 80, 81, it's going a little slower, but it's being more intense. It's like your cock's being squeezed as tight as your hand can, from base to tip, to milk the cum out. 88, 91, 92, 1 and 2 and 3 and pulse. 94. Your whole body's focused there in a way that's more pent up than ever before, in a way that's locking the cum in. It seems like it's moving up from your balls, like something big is preparing to squirt out of your cock. You try to hold on, try doing math in your head, try to think of anything else. 1 and 2 and 3 and pulse, because you want to cum at the right time. You want to cum for the right reason. You want to squirt at a time that will bring you to your greatest latex fetished submission, and your greatest release is gonna come. You're gonna come. You're gonna let it all out. You want to. 1 and 2 and 3 and pulse. 96, 97, 90. It stops. It releases. It relaxes. Your body relaxes, panting, breathing deep, almost at the edge. If you did come now, you might disappoint the one dominating and guiding. You might even disappoint yourself. 92, 90, 88. It's releasing, it's relaxing, the pulsing is stopping, your balls have stopped being massaged, everything loosened up around your cock and balls, letting them breathe, letting them feel like they're relaxed, but those pulses, those shivers, those almost to the point of no returns, are still oozing from you. The tip of your cock almost wants to come, almost might hit a ruined orgasm, but the vibration, the sensation, the stimulation has slackened off, letting you breathe a sigh of relief and longing. and wait for the next cycle.